The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Rosh Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Let us learn Bezer Hashem, Mayit Kadin Dav Chavav. The Gemara Chavav Amar Aleph, Amar Av Chelboy, Amar Ula Bira, Amar Abelazar. Haraya Ara Yehuda Becharbonon. If one sees the cities of Yehuda in their state of ruin, Oimer, he must say the pasuk Orei Kotshecha Hayu Midbar, and then V'Kireya, he has to rent his garment. Yerushalayim Bechorbano, when one sees Yerushalayim in its state of ruin, Oimer, he says the pasuk Tziyon Midbar Ayosa Yerushalayim Shemama V'Kireya, and then he too has to rent his garments. Beis Hamikdash Bechorbano, when one sees the Beis Hamikdash itself in its desolate state, Oimer, he says the pasuk Beis Kodshenu V'Sefarteinu, Asher Hilalucha V'Seinu, Hayu L'Sreifas Eish, V'Chol Mach Modeinu, Hayu L'Chorba, V'Kareya, and then he does Kriya as well. The Chassam Sefer explains that there are various levels of Kedusha that are explained here in the Gemara. Or Yehuda is compared to Teresh B'Ksav, while Yerushalayim has a greater level of Kedusha, that's where the Sanhedrin reside, and Mehem Teitzei Teira through Teresh Baal Peh, and therefore it's on a higher level of Kedusha. And Beis Hamikdash is yet a further level of Kedusha, because from there emanates the Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore we say different psukim on them. This halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch HaRechayim, Simen Tov Kuv Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Indeed, we find the Chaymer Adavra of this halacha that earlier in Chavav Amar Aleph, the Gemara compares this kriya to the kriya of a father or mother, the kriya over one's Rebbe, the kriya over seeing a Sefer Torah that is burnt, that all of these have the halacha of Kairin. One has to tear kriya, but the Ein Ma'achin, and one cannot repair the garment. In the Chayla Sechuvah's Pa'as Sodcha, and a tshuva from 40 years ago, or Rav Munk from Haifa, the Abbezin in Haifa, writes in Siman Nun Zayin that it is improper for the people who try to get around and try to exempt themselves from this kriya. He calls it achsarius. It's cruel that one does not want to mourn properly over Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. So too in the Shevet Alevi, Chelek Zayin in Siman Ayin Ches, he decries this practice for those who want to get out of doing kriya on Yerushalayim, and he says, Ein zeh minig vasikin. Indeed, we find in the Mishnah Berurah that some write, on the day that one sees Yerushalayim or Beis Hamikdash Bechorbana, one is also to drink basar and yayin. One is also to eat basar and drink yayin the entire day. We see the Chaymer Adavar. Really, we could differentiate between these various places, Ari Yehuda and Yerushalayim, and the Beis Hamikdash. Because the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham say about Ari Yehuda, when we see them b'churban, it says the Beis Yosef, Afal pi sheyoshvim ben Yisrael, even though there are Jews that reside there, kivin sheha'umais, or kivin sheha'yishma'elim, as the Mishnah Berurah's Girsa is, moishlam aleihem, since we are under the rulership of umas ha'elim or yishma'elim, mikri churban, therefore it's called churban. It would seem that you can say that if nowadays we're not under the rulership of foreigners or Yishmaelim, then perhaps we would not have the din of a Mokum Churban, and therefore there would be no Chiv Kriya. Indeed, Ramesha Nigres Moshe Erechayim Chelek Dalad Simen Ayin Oishid Aleph, he goes with this psak, he says, Mestaber, that even though we have not been Nigalubam and Esenu Rabim, Ein Lekroya B'Yirias Yirias Yerushalayim, because now B'chazdei Hashem, it's B'nuyu L'Sefarta, and Al-Koponim, we are not under the rulership of Akum. And therefore, we not have the same din. This would not apply for the Beis Hamikdash, as we will discuss. But at least, Ari Yehuda and Yerushalayim, there will be reason to say that nowadays, one would not have that Chiv. On the other hand, Hagen Reb Shlomo Zalman in Minchas Shleima in Siman Ayin Gimel writes that he feels that even nowadays, since there are still places of worship of the Nochrim, it's not yet the stage of Lamech or Pelchon or Nuchra that we have uprooted and eradicated all of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore Adayin Ibechorbonet, it's still in its state of Churban, its state of ruin, and one would still be Chayiv to do Kriya. The Shevet Alevi also writes in the tshuva we mentioned, Chelek Zayin Siman Ayin Ches, he says, can we really call this tachas mamsheles Yisrael, if it is biyad menaseh Hashem, does that take it out of the state of Churban or not? Even those that say that one is obligated to do kriya when seeing the ruins of Yerushalayim, not all places are considered Yerushalayim. It is only what is within the wall of the old city, what we call the old city today. That's when a person mechuyev, and indeed it's reported that the Chazon Ish, when he used to enter into Shayafo, that is when he used to tear kriya. Already seeing the old city was considered Yerushalayim. Others would close their eyes until they came to the Kaisel and then just do kriya by the Kaisel, as we will explain. L'kuli Alma, everybody agrees that there is a chiyuv of kriya when one sees the Beis Hamikdash b'churbana. Most Paiskim, it's the Bach, and the Pa'as HaShulchan, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklovin, Simen Gimel, and Ramayshin, Chelek Dalin, Simen Ayin, Oysir Aleph, that seeing the Kaisel HaMaravi, that is considered seeing the Beis HaMikdash in its ruin. And the same would go if one would see the Dome of the Rock behind the Kaisel. That would be considered seeing Beis HaMikdash b'churbana, and one then could do the Kriya and say the Psukim. There are those that are machmir to see dafka, the floor of the Azara. One would have to see the floor of where the Dome of the Rock is. The way to do that would be going up on some porch or some rooftop and then looking down and then to do kriya then. How much does one have to tear of his garments? And how many garments does one have to tear? Here we find the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. We mentioned the Gemara before brings the Braisa that Eilu Ma'achin, Eilu Kerin Vein Ma'achin, these we have to tear and we cannot repair them. Of the Ve'imai and Rabbi, Sefer Teresh and Israf, and Yerushalayim and Mikdash, B'churbana. Based on this, the Ramban Paskins in Hilchos Avol, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, that the Chiyuv would be the same as a father and a mother. And just like over there, the Chiyuv Kriya would be all of the clothing that he's wearing, not only the outer clothing, so too would be on one who tears kriya over Yerushalayim v'churbana. Now when we say the outer clothing, it means the regular clothing, a shirt, a coat, etc. We're not talking about big dezeya, undergarments are not chiyuv to, there's no chiyuv kriya on them in any case. But the Rambam says the chiyuv kriya on Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash b'churbana would be the same as of the imay. It would be all of the clothing that he's wearing, and not enough to just tear a tefach, but one would have to tear ad shemegale es liboy. The Ramban in Teres Adam, however, is chaylik, and he says the only comparison to other ve'imai is in that you're not allowed to repair such a garment after tearing it. However, the purpose of tearing kriya over other ve'imai is to be meramez that there's a bittel of kibud of aim when one's parents have passed away. But that doesn't apply by Beis Hamikdash, says the Ramban, and therefore he says only the most outer layer, the most outer garment has to be torn, and a tefech is sufficient to tear. This is how the Raivat Paskins, this is how the Rosh Paskins. Bahalocha, Rabbi Chilmichel Tkachinsky writes in his Sefer, indeed, that's what the minig is. The minig is only the outer layer one has to tear, and only a tefach. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in the Tshuva we mentioned before, Siman Ayin Gimel, Diane Fisher in his Tshuva Sefer Avin Yisrael, all Paskin, that it's sufficient to do that. And as well, one could use a keli. One doesn't only have to use his hand. These halachas only apply to adults. Those over bar or bas mitzvah, ketanim, are not mechuyev in this kriya, as the Magen Avraham writes in Simen Tavkuf Samach Aleph. There are those who try, as we mentioned, try to get out of this chiyuv, this obligation of kriya, and they are mafke the begodim. Before they come to the ri'iyah of the Makom Yerushalayim or the ri'iyah of the Kaisel HaMaravi, they are mafke the begodim. Diane Fisher in his Tshuva Sefer Avin Yisrael Cheleches Simen Mem Gimel questions this practice of being mafkir and questions whether it would be sufficient and get the person out of kriya. First of all, he says it's not really considered hefker. Lehefker, just the opposite. The person is trying to save his beggar. He's not trying to be mafkir it. He's trying to save it from having to tear it. So it is not really a sincere hefker. It's a haramba ba'alma. Secondly, even if we say it is considered hefker, perhaps he says maybe one is mukhiv to tear kriya even on big day hefker. And thirdly, even if it would be considered a good hefker, perhaps a person would be obligated to be zeiche in the clothing from hefker in order then to tear kriya over Beis HaMikdash b'Churbana. Another etzah that people try to use is being makne, their beged, to somebody else. And they give over and make a kinyan with their friend that the person they're giving their beged to should own the beged, and he has akpada that he doesn't want his beged to be torn. Rabbi Meisher Sternbuch in the way of the Muzmanim, Chilek Zayin, the Simeration in Zayin, he also was mefakvik very much. He questions whether this can really exempt a person from this obligation. He says, Anan Sahadi, that it's not really a Kenyan Gomer. It's not a Kenyan Gomer because in order to facilitate a Kenyan and to be considered a Matana, the Gemara Nedarim says, the recipient of this Matana has to have the legal ability to be Makdish this item. And here it's clear between these two parties that he's not giving over the Beged, that the recipient is able to do whatever he wants with this Beged. And therefore, these practices are not really acceptable in terms of trying to exempt a person from the Chiyuv of Kriya. We do find different times, there are times during the year or month where it would seem the minig is that one does not do Kriya. The minig seems to be that when it's a day or a time when a person does not say Tachanun, for example, after on Erev Shabbos, after Chatzais, on Erev Yomtiv, or a Chol HaMoed, that one would not do Kriya on those times one sees Yerushalayim or Beis HaMikdash b'Churbanam. And this is what the Sefer Eretz Yisrael from Agoyim Rebbe Chil Michal Tkachinsky writes. Rav Moshe, however, in Igros Moshe, Yeredei Chela Gimel, Simen Nun Beis Oiz Dalid, says, Eini Yedei Hashum Mikar, I don't have any source, I don't know a source for this minig, that on Erev Shabbos, after Chatzais, one doesn't have to do this Kriya. Ramesha says, perhaps if he's wearing already his Big Day Shabbos and he has no other clothing, so for covered Shabbos and for covered Abrius, that would be a heter that he wouldn't have to tear the clothing he's wearing and walk around like that over Shabbos. But other than that, he has no mikar for this. And he says, if there is a minig like that, his aim l'shanis from the minig, but he has no reason for it. Ramesha also writes over there another point. If one would see the Beis HaMikdash b'Churbana, let's say when one would go the first time he was seeing the Kaisel on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, so certainly he's not going to do Kriya then. And then, within 30 days, he sees the Kaisel again. Ramesha says it's Pashut, in his opinion, that one would be obligated to then do Kriya. It's not exempt, the fact that he saw it one time will not exempt him from seeing it again, from tearing the next time he sees it, even though it's within 30 days. Here too, it seems the minig is that once a person has seen it, and then he comes back within 30 days, once the person has done Kriya and then comes back in 30 days, he's not mechuyev to do it again. Here it seems the minig is like that as well. There are those who want to be malamed zchus based on a tshuvah or advaz. Here in the Shari Tshuva, in Simen Tovkuv Samach Aleph, brings the Tshuva Saradvaz of Simen Tovresh Memvov, that those who live in Yerushalayim, and they go more than 30 days without seeing the Mikdash, they're really chayiv to do Kriya when they see the Mikdash again. However, the loin is harem bezeh. What's the reason? So the Radvaz doesn't sanction this practice, but at least the reason is because since they are so ruggle with seeing, even if it's not seen within 30 days, but since they are so used to seeing the Beis HaMikdash, the tsar, the pain over the churban, is not as intense, and therefore there's no chiyuv of kriya. Based on this, there are those who want to say that nowadays, unfortunately, that our pain over seeing Beis HaMikdash b'Churbana is also not that intense, it's not such a tsar, and for that there will be a patur. Person should think to himself, he spends so much money to take a trip to Eretz Yisrael, to go to various places, to Mekemes HaKadoshim, to go to the Kaisel HaMarabi, to daven at that Makom Kadosh, and for a few dollars, he is stingy on his own beged, he doesn't want to tear it. It would seem that the real reason is that there's some sort of embarrassment or an inconvenience to have to bring an extra shirt to beg it along to tear that. But let us not lose this opportunity, this chiyuv and this mitzvah, to mourn properly over Beis HaMikdash, over Beis Mikdashenu v'Sifarteinu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.